All right, good morning. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Wednesday, June 2nd, and we're doing this so that you know what is going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
So
Ready for
looking at the market, stocks are quiet this morning again, right? Not a whole lot going on.
Yesterday things finished up mixed. The Dow was slightly higher. The S&P snapped a 3-day win streak. A little bit of a pullback in the afternoon, but after the mixed start to June, futures are slightly higher this morning, but nothing to get too excited about.
Yeah, it just seems that markets are in a quiet wait and see mode, right? Because we have two big events coming up this week, and the two big events that we have, well, actually, it's mainly one event. It's the unemployment, but then next week we have the FOMC meeting, and it seems that traders are waiting for this and want to see, okay, what is the Fed doing with all the positive data that is coming in, and what will happen on Friday when we have the unemployment, the all-important jobs report being released? Will there be another surprise as it was last month, or is the economy on pace? And until then, it seems that the market just does what it likes to do best, drifting higher. Because, I mean, what's not there to like? I mean, there's the four reasons. Economic growth is strong, right? Monetary conditions are still exceptionally investor friendly. Consumers have cash as a result of the stimulus check, and virus cases are declining. So why wouldn't the market make new all-time highs? And it seems that with the S&P, we were really getting close yesterday, but didn't make it.
Yeah, and there's also the fact that historically speaking, June is a slower month, or not one of the best performing months, a down month. But recently, June has picked up and has been better. So sometimes it's hard to go by the old adage, selling may and going away. I always think there's lots of opportunities regardless. But we're kind of getting into these summer months too, and without any big market moving move. News, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of movement. But yeah, I think the jobs report is the next biggie that traders are really waiting for.
The problem is the jobs report is on Friday and today is Wednesday.
Friday.
It's like, I mean, markets
What are
don't
we
like
doing
to stay quiet for an extended period of time. So we might actually see a move and the market might use any excuse to do this. But hey, talking about moves, AMC, we got to talk about
then? Yeah.
AMC. It is on fire. I mean, boy, what a stock. So yesterday, AMC was up 22%. This morning, pre-market, it is up another 22%. I mean, this is just crazy. Have you been following it?
Yeah, a little bit. And I saw that they raised $230 million in a stock sale to raise some capital. The company or the fund that purchased those shares immediately sold it, they said, for a profit.
Yeah, it was
So
Mudrik Capital bought all the shares and sold them just a few hours later. And according to them, they say, well, here's why we sold them. AMC is overvalued. So in their words, they said it is overvalued and this is why they sold them. But hey, it's one of Wall Street Bets' darlings. And as a meme stock, this has been just going higher, soaring higher. So this morning, it seems that we open at 39. It doesn't even fit on my chart. It will be somewhere up here. So holy cannoli, this stock is definitely on fire. Let's see how far this can go. What do you think? What do you think? Let's go to a weekly chart and see where it has been, if it has ever been that high. Oh yeah. Look at this. This was in 2016. In 2016, it has been
Okay.
trading at these levels.
Interesting.
Right?
Interesting.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Well,
What else do you have
I
this
think
morning?
the profit taking will commence this week.
At some point, I believe so. There might be some profit taking. Exactly. Land's End.
Yeah, I saw
to look it up. So Lands' End is another retailer, an apparel retailer, and they reported earnings, announced an unexpected profit of 8 cents because everybody was thinking, oh, they will lose. Let me just bring up my pen. They will lose 29 cents, but they said, oh, no, 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 we are making money. And this is where it goes back. I mean, the stimulus checks, the money has to go somewhere, and it seems to go into the retailers. I mean, retailers just have been surprising and beating expectations here. So they said, well, instead of this, instead of a loss, well, we made a win. And so earlier this morning, they were up more than 6%, right now pulling back, but still up 4%. Crazy.
Yeah, they also had a revenue beat, and they said that it was really helped out by digital sales. So that kind of supports the stimulus theory.
Yeah, there we go. What else? What other earnings did
Zoom.
We have? Zoom. Oh, yeah. Zoom reported earnings. And I mean, everybody was waiting for this because Zoom, everybody's darling, has been sliding this year. I mean, since November, Zoom has moved lower from around 580 to now 327. So this was the latest print where we closed yesterday. Now this morning, we're up 1.3%. So what's happening here?
Well, you know, a pandemic winner for sure. And now traders are trying to figure out, is Zoom here to stay? Or are they going to get hurt with the reopening? Zoom reported a 33 cent earnings per share beat. So $1.33 earnings per share. Revenue was better. They issued upbeat guidance. And they said that even with people returning to the offices, they expect to stay strong. So,
yeah. Because they say the hybrid model is here to stay. And this is where, you see, everybody's always saying we're going back to normal after the pandemic. But are we going back to normal, or will we have a new normal, right? Where work from home is okay and we will use Zoom more, less travel. So it could be. The world has definitely changed after the pandemic.
Yep.
So we will see what this new normal is. But Zoom firmly believes that, they are part of the new normal. And so there, yeah, they provided a very strong outlook here.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I mean, I don't know how that plays into the valuation of the company, but of course, Zoom video calls, you know, video conferencing is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. You know, I mean, people in Silicon Valley who weren't going to work moved out of Silicon Valley because they only needed to report every now and then to the office, right? And so I think that that's here to stay. The video conferencing is here to stay. It's just, you know, is Zoom a $580, $600 company or a $250 company or stock?
Yeah, we'll see. All right, what else?
Let's see. Etsy up a little bit. They announced a deal to buy a fashion resale company for $1.6 billion. Now, I don't know much about this deal, but gosh, $1.6 billion for a fashion resale company, right? Mm-hmm. So Etsy up 1.4% last I looked pre-market. So it looks like investors are liking that deal, which is interesting because a lot of times when a company buys a company, the company doing the buying will drop or dip on the news because they have to put up some cash.
Yeah, we'll see. Tesla is in the news again. Did you see this?
The SEC tweets?
Yeah. So the SEC said that Elon Musk violated his, what is it? Is it probation? Parole? What can we call it? So all of his tweets need to be approved by an attorney, a lawyer inside of Tesla. And they say there were two tweets that might have slipped through the cracks. And they're back from 2019 and 2020. One of them was regarding a price target of Tesla. And they say, you can't do this. And the other one was regarding production. And they say, these are big no-nos. So I don't know what will happen there. As we know, Elon Musk is super active on Twitter and is definitely moving the markets. He did it way back. This is why the SEC basically said, you know what, all of your tweets need to be approved by an attorney, by a lawyer. And this poor lawyer, I mean, Elon Musk never sleeps. He's tweeting in the middle of the night. I mean, he's tweeting at 2 a.m. So, yeah, I don't know if he doesn't sleep or the lawyer doesn't sleep. I mean, something is happening here. Yeah, so this was going on.
Yeah, and speaking of Elon Musk tweets, I guess that he issued a tweet or sent out a tweet that said, "Baby shark crushes all, more views than humans," and a Samsung publishing company in South Korea jumped 10% at one point during regular trading on Wednesday before coming back to finish just 6.3% higher. So that baby shark, that song and that publishing company, like,
I know.
Now Elon's moving the Korean markets.
That's crazy. But there were also news regarding Tesla's Cybertruck that is supposed to come next year. So there was a patent filed that says that the Cybertruck might use facial recognition to adjust climate controls, mirrors, and more. So the truck might be able to determine who is driving and pull up the appropriate driver profile based on face recognition. I mean, how cool is that?
I'm liking it more and more. I've mentioned it before. When I first saw the reveal, I thought it was the ugliest thing ever, and I couldn't believe it. What the heck is Tesla thinking? And 10 minutes later, I wanted one.
Yeah. So in other news, Krispy Kreme filed to go public yesterday under the ticker DN Donut. There we go, DNUT. Now, this is a comeback because you know that they went public already in 2000, right? Did you hear about this?
You know, I don't know the Krispy Kreme story too much.
Yeah. So in 2000, they first went public, but they filed for bankruptcy in 2005 when everybody was hating carbs. You remember in the beginning of 2000 where we had, okay, carbs are evil. They probably are.
Yeah.
But there was a crusade against carbs. And I mean, Krispy Kreme, they had to file for bankruptcy. So they are reborn. So they are coming back. They used to have 6,000 locations last year all across the US, and they were able to raise this to 8,275 locations over the past year. So they are coming back with a vengeance, as it seems.
Interesting. I remember in, you know, 2000, 2001, I was driving in Sacramento, and I thought like a club had opened up because it was like 9 p.m., 8 p.m. It was just getting a little dark, and the cars were wrapped around an entire block. And I was like, what the heck is going on? They were opening up Krispy Kreme.
There we go. Okay. So we also need to take a look at crude oil, because crude oil yesterday, oops, am I still on a weekly chart? There we go. Let's go on a daily chart. So yesterday made highs that we haven't seen in 2 years, since 2019.
Yep.
So
finishing above 68. Well, no, yesterday it pulled right back below 68, but now up 1% again.
Yep.
And trading around 68.40.
Right, because there's really demand coming in right now. And the OPEC met yesterday and said, yeah, well, we are increasing the output, but we're only doing it by 2 million barrels per day. And that's pretty much nothing. I mean, this is not really an output. And travel seems to be back. I mean, American Airlines says that out of their 50 corporate accounts, the top 50 corporate accounts, 47 said that they will start traveling again this year. And the TSA screened nearly 2 million passengers on airports last weekend. And that's the most since the pandemic began. And also Hilton, I believe it was, what is it, HLT? There we go, yeah. Hilton CEO said that Memorial Day weekend was the busiest the hotels have been during this COVID pandemic, because they said 93% of the rooms were occupied. So travel is back, demand is back, and this is why crude oil is going up. All right.
That worked.
Okay, anyhow, hey, we got to jump into our Zoom meeting with our mastermind, where we will trade live, see what's happening in the open. Hope that you enjoyed this market update. Now that you know what is going on in the markets, why the markets are moving as they move. And if you enjoyed this, click on like. And if this was your first time and you want to see another market update, click on subscribe. Hit the little notification bell, because this way you get notified whenever we release a new video or when we are going live, as we did right now. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.